Ahead on Only a Game, what are Winter Olympians doing underwater? And a sport so nice, Shakespeare mentioned it thrice. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Rhythmic gymnastics?
You'll have to just keep listening.
I'll bet I'm wrong.
Yeah. The investigations continue into the death of Kevin Ward Jr., hit by the sprint car Tony Stewart was driving after a caution flag came out during a race in New York back on August 9th. Apparently, Kevin Ward's father has already come to some conclusions. He blames Tony Stewart. Your thoughts on this very sad occurrence?
This is a bizarre story, and I have a feeling that Tony Stewart's going to be living the life of a semi-criminal for the rest of his life. First of all, I don't know what a driver of Tony Stewart's caliber is doing driving in a sprint car track on a dirt track before a NASCAR race. I mean, I understand he's got a start there, and I understand he owns some of the teams there and so forth, but this was asking for trouble. I have no idea what he was doing. I find it enormously hard to believe that he didn't see Kevin Ward, because apparently every other driver on the track did. There are two investigations going on. I don't think Tony Stewart will ever shake this.
Major League Baseball has a new commissioner, Rob Manfred, who until Thursday was the league's chief operating officer, easily beat Boston Red Sox chairman Tom Werner in the election for that office. Good choice?
We'll see. We've got another collective bargaining agreement coming up, and one of the things you heard about Bud Selig was how he managed to keep the labor peace for 20 years. The coup against Manfred was led by people who really want a hard line in the next negotiations. They lost, but Rob Manfred knows that they're lurking out there somewhere in his primary constituency. So we'll see if Rob Manfred is a good commissioner when the next negotiations come up.
An FCC commissioner has labeled the NFL's so-called blackout rule outdated, and he has called for a vote on its removal. The NFL has responded by saying that such a move might result in fewer games being aired on free television. Wait, this isn't blackout. This is blackmail, right?
Nice little Sunday you have there, America. Be a shame if anything happened to it. Yeah, Roger Goodell.
I wouldn't even notice.
Roger, that's the great thing. Bill Littlefield would be the most popular guy in his neighborhood because he had no friends. He'd meet neighbors he never knew he had.
On Monday, the NCAA asked a California judge for clarification on 2 points in her ruling on the O'Bannon antitrust lawsuit. Is this just the first step in trying to block the ruling altogether?
No. I think there's legitimate reason for both sides to ask for clarifications on this one, because while the judge did reject every possible rationale for the NCAA's concept of amateurism, she did leave enough wiggle room and enough of the paternalism left in that decision to confuse people. Quite frankly, she did leave rather muddled what athletes were covered and what the alleged trust fund was going to be about and how much money.
Well, and then there's the business of protecting athletes from exploitation
corporations,
except the one corporation that's okay.
That's Judge Wilkin telling the judge in the next case, which is going to be called Kessler, the next one up in your program, that's that judge telling the future judge, hey, that one's in your court, fellas. Mm-hmm.
Somebody at Florida State University decided that it would be good fun to encourage fans on Twitter to submit questions to FSU quarterback Jameis Winston. I suppose that person anticipated such questions as, oh, how many touchdown passes will you throw this season? But I guess the promotion did not work out.
Bill, as you know, I work primarily on the intertubes now. And let me tell you something about the intertubes. It's the freaking wild kingdom out there. You don't leave this kind of wonderful sizzling steak out there and not expect people to show up with knives. My favorite question was, who gave you better protection last year, your offensive line or the Tallahassee Police Department?
Very nice. On Tuesday, the NBA announced that the sale of the Los Angeles Clippers to billionaire Steve Ballmer was complete, and on Wednesday, a court denied Donald Sterling's bid to block that sale. So, can we finally say this chapter is closed?
I hope so. Who knows? Donald Sterling can find something to sue somebody about anywhere, any day of the week. But it looks like this is pretty final. It looks like the NBA is breathing a huge sigh of relief.
Charlie, I did not know until this week that under Arizona law, there is a violation called super extreme driving. Phoenix Suns forward P.J. Tucker learned this week that the term does not connote really good work behind the wheel.
Well, yeah, I read that myself. And, of course, it's super extreme driving while intoxicated.
Oh,
I must have been
on the next line.
What I thought it meant was being drunk while you did stunts. But what it really means is being really, really drunk. And that's what P.J. Tucker was. He blew a 2-2-2 on the old breathometer, and now he'll be doing 3 days in jail.
The Buffalo Bills
no!
have not been short on distinctions. They lost the Super Bowl four times in a row. But according to the author of a book titled Ultimate Football Road Trip, the Bills can finally claim to be the best at something. What's that?
Super extreme driving. Yeah, no.
Super extreme fandom.
Super extreme fandom. Apparently, according to author Sean McDonald, the Bills fans are the drunkest fans in the NFL.
That is a distinction.
Now, there are two things I like to say about this. Number one, I believe it absolutely, having been to games in Buffalo. And number two, I hope this doesn't, like, engage the fans in the other 31 NFL cities to, like, up their games. Well, more to the point, upchuck their games.
I really hope so, too, because so many of them have to drive home when the games are over.
And some of them are in Arizona.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.